1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Bleed Help checking in, man. AKA Calvin Lewis, BKA, call me what you want. Just don't call it people. God damn me. You know how I do. I get really straight to it. I just want to ask one question. Do y'all think right now the world is upside down? Me personally, I believe so. I believe it is because just look around and see what's going on. You got inflation. You got gas prices going through the roof. You got food prices going through the roof. You got rent prices going through the roof. To rent a one-bedroom apartment nowadays is averaging you $1,300 plus. And that's to live in some in a somewhat good area. You know what I'm saying? I live in Phoenix, so this is based on from what I observe from out here. But also with me traveling, I've looked up the prices for housing and apartments, and it's typically around the same price. And people around the world is just really complaining about inflation, rent prices, gas prices, daycare. You know what I'm saying? And then you look around and you see how many mass shootings we've been having. We've been having too many mass shootings. We have literally mass shootings at libraries, at hospitals. Hospitals? Come on, bro. Really? At preschools and elementary schools? Come on, bro. The world is fucked up. It is fucked up right now. And then you look at, now with Jackson, Mississippi. Now they are suffering from a water crisis. It's crazy. It's been a food shortage, coin shortage. Now water shortage. Y'all have to realize, bro, what we living in right now, bro. The world is upside down. The world is definitely a place of chaos. You know what I'm saying? Every day I feel like it's chaos. People stressing about everything in the world. We just can't live free. We just can't wake up, go outside, goddamn eat, eat some mangoes, go get a pick an apple off the tree. You know what I'm saying? Eat some fresh fish. Go out, go fishing. It's crazy because you got Jackson, Mississippi suffering from the water crisis. You still got Flint, Michigan suffering from the water crisis. Flint still don't have good running water. And it's been, how long has it been? 5 years plus. So it's like, bruh, the world's so fucked up, man. It's. But you got to be grateful. You got to be grateful for what you do have. You got to be grateful for the people that you do have in your life. You got to be grateful for what God has given you, what God has blessed you with, which is life. If you listen to my shows and my episodes, I appreciate each and last one of y'all because that's what keeps me going. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we got to just really be grateful for what we truly have, bro. Even though the world is upside down, it's crazy than a motherfucker. We got to really build our own world. We got to really stick together, come together, and storm this goddamn weather. Because it's like, bro, we can't go nowhere now. We can't go nowhere without something happening, without a mass shooting happening. Motherfuckers start banging. Anything, man. It seems like we can't have no large gatherings anymore. You know, it's crazy. I feel like the world is just really full of evil, bro. Don't nobody got love for each other no more. Nah, man, it's FNN. You got FNN. You got Fuck Nigga Free. You got all this crazy ass shit that's really projected onto people. People really soaking this shit in. And so now they're living their lives. Now they really transforming their mentalities into what they're listening to, into what's being absorbed. What you absorb really reflects who you are. And it definitely plays a major part on your mental. It plays a major part on how the way you perceive things, how the way you go about things, and how you treat other people. There's no good treatment no more. There is no good treatment. The world really upside down, man. But we really just got to be grateful for what we have. We got life. You heard me? Big blessings on blessings. You know, and we can't stop. We got to keep going. Stay focused. God damn me. Keep doing us. And just love and be grateful for what we have and the people that we do have in our life. But it's just crazy to see that now Jackson, Mississippi going through the water crisis. Now they are out of water. They have no good running water. Seem like every state in the world has been flooded this year. Every state want to flood now. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what is shit coming from? You know? A lot of food shortages. Prices has been going through the roof. Is going through the roof. It went through the roof. It's at the rooftop. On everything. Everything has gone up. And it's like, bro, we gotta just really love each other, man. Be grateful for the things that we do have. Continue to work hard. God damn it, work smart. You know, take care of yourself. Love your family. And just stay focused, man. That's the end goal. Be grateful for what you do have. Because what you have is more than what some people don't have. Be grateful for your running water. Some people don't have running good, clean running water. They have no clean water in Jackson, Mississippi right now. They got no clean water in Flint right now. Be grateful for the things that you do have, because what you do have, that's something that a lot of people may not have. And with that being said, man, just be grateful. Be blessed. I'm out.